Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Russell escapes. Here goes Russ. And he makes magic again. And Seattle has done it. And San Francisco suffers their first loss.
Dale Arnold.
Kemba comes up shooting.
Kemba Walker with eight threes in the game. He's got 29.
No, my shot felt good all night.
Rich Keefe.
All I can do is answer the questions. I can't tell you how to think. That's your job.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Wonder where you are.
Whoa.
Did you go that far?
Whoa. Nice confidence.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
A reminder, if any was needed, that
yes.
It is Tuesday.
Woo! You know what that means?
That means Chime's going to make a fool of himself
karaoke
at about 1:55 today.
That's just Tuesdays?
It's just Tuesdays, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Well, in
it's
song,
a special.
In
you mean
song.
A special.
And Dale, there may even be a special guest today.
Get
there
out of
even,
here.
There may even be, I don't know, I don't want to tip our hand too much. I don't know if it's a duet. I don't know if it's just a guest artist.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
You're going to have to tune in to find out at 1:55.
This is our first Tuesday with the Aussie. We've made the shift.
The old switcheroo.
We've moved him
nice.
From Thursday
yes.
to Tuesday.
Yes.
Because
we needed the boost.
Because.
We needed
because
the boost.
I need long weekends. That's what I need. Starting on Wednesday
right.
mornings.
And that's Thursday, right. We have a co-host anyway. I make no claims as to what kind of shape he's going to be in by the time we get to Christian Fourier for hours 20, 21, 22, and 23, or 21, 22, 23, 24.
I think the whole thing is great. 25 hours of Fourier, which begins Wednesday at 2 o'clock. So his show begins. That is when Fourier will be at his freshest.
I looked at the schedule. 11 o'clock that night.
Yeah, who's he on with?
There's Christian and his wife and Lou and his wife.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
Whoa.
All right.
Well, hey,
all right.
They work blue that time of night.
Good for them.
Want.
Oh, yeah. You're in the safe harbor. That's what they call it in radio. So I will tune in for that big
will,
time.
Will Christian do his live ED read when the wife's in the studio with him?
I don't know.
I would assume so.
I don't know why that thought came
off.
To mind.
Is that going to be on like Facebook Live or something? That could really turn. Anyway.
All right.
So then. By the time we get him, as Dale
I don't want to have sex with you, Lou.
It's going to be the very...
You might take all that back.
Join the club.
What kind of state is he going to be in?
I can tell you that way back when I was much, much younger,
yes.
My friend and I once did a 50-hour radio telephone.
Oh, my God. Wow. Look, hey, Fourier, are you wow. listening?
No. This,
Slacker.
50 hours.
Slacker.
No, this is my way of telling him
yeah.
it's not going to be
it's,
pretty.
No, I can't
I
imagine.
I was much younger. I couldn't even begin to think about doing 50 hours
Do you
now.
Remember when Al Roker did, like, six straight weeks of the weather or something? Like, he was on all night, and there was, like, an Al Roker cam. He was trying to set some Guinness Book of
yeah.
Records, plus, I'm sure... Well, I would assume raise money for some good cause. Or maybe he just wanted to be in the Guinness Book of Records. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, we're going
to
see him 25 hours. Well, because you got to think about it, too. It's not just, oh, he's going to be up for 24 straight hours. At that point.
He's probably done that before.
No, but he's up for, think about it. It's got to be over 30.
Yeah.
It's not like he wakes up at 2 o'clock and he's on the air.
That's
right.
True.
Like, yep. He has to be up that day. Maybe he can sleep in a little bit more than he normally would, but he has to drive into work and everything else. He's going to be a mess. He's going to be an absolute mess.
Be
by the time
we're
going to
be,
and we're,
gonna,
oh,
be
we're gonna be the beneficiaries yeah. of that hot mess.
I'll bring him some energy drinks
good for
or
him.
Something like that and just to get him through the final stretch.
And the charity bugs. Involved is
diabetes.
Yeah.
His son
yeah.
Caleb
yep.
was diagnosed, and
right.
Christian's trying to do some real good. He's got some great raffle items
yep.
that they're raffling off. The pro sports teams
so
in town
all four
have
teams
stepped up.
Stepped up. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
So Thursday, when we normally have D'Aussie, we'll have some semblance of Fourier, God knows, some shadow.
I don't know
Christian
what it's
going
to be like, but I am looking forward to it. I could say that.
And
much.
Steve's going to join us on Tuesdays from now on, which yes. means you get to be involved in our conversation with Willie McGinnis.
Excellent.
That's at the top of
Love
the next hour, and it's always fun to connect with him. Let's get this out of the
and
way.
I'm,
right
I'm,
off.
And
yeah.
I'm partial to Willie, you know, just because I had the year or two
you
that
mentored
that was
him,
and but I think he's a great analyst. I think he does
yeah.
a really good job, and I'm. you know, that has nothing to do with knowing him and having played with him. You just listen to him. And you know, Teddy Bruschi, the same thing. There's a couple guys that played for the Patriots that I'm friends with that aren't near as good as those guys, but they do. Willie does a nice job. I just had to throw that in.
And you can tell he gets the respect of the players. Like he did as a player, yes. And then after the fact too. The guys that he's on set with clearly respect him, and then the guys he's talking about. Like yes. He is. There's nobody that is like, oh, I don't know about him. Like no, they yes. all fall in line with William McGinnis.
So we'll get this over with right off the bat. We talked about this yesterday. What Don Cherry had said on Saturday night and Hockey Night in Canada. At the time we went off the air at 2 o'clock, this had not yet happened, but it was fairly soon thereafter where we got word that Rogers Sportsnet had terminated Don Cherry. He was in the early stages of what was probably going to be his final season with Hockey Night in Canada anyway. He's 85 years old. He's been doing this Coach's Corner Hockey Night in Canada thing for 35 years. He has skated perilously close to the edge at other times in the past. He has said some things that some people thought were going to get him fired on other occasions. He has been unabashedly unapologetic. He never takes anything back. He wouldn't in this case either. And they ended up firing him yesterday. And he got fired, in my opinion, for one small set of words. And immigrant was not one of the words. But when he said, you people, you come here. That's what he means.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was pretty clear.
People who want to apologize for him want to say, well, he didn't say immigrants. You people, you come here. Yeah, that's what he means, okay?
Right.
Yeah, and I think and so much so where, you know, where he works, they apologized. Ron McLean, who he was up there with, he even issued an apology. So that's pretty telling.
The National Hockey League right. put out a statement.
That's pretty telling. And then you're waiting for Don Cherry's apology, which didn't happen. My question would be, if Don Cherry apologized, and I think a lot of us would have known that he probably didn't mean it. A lot of apologies people don't really mean.
True.
But if he just goes out there with the paper statement or real quick go to him, you know, the next time he's on TV, if he did that, would that have saved his job?
My guess is no.
No.
This time,
nope.
Because he really did group an entire group of people together, immigrants.
He did.
You people, and it really was kind of over the top. But I'll tell you what ultimately spelled his downfall. He might have been able to skate, maybe not. An apology might have saved him, Rich, maybe not. The biggest sponsor for Hockey Night in Canada said, "We can't do this anymore."
Right.
Yep. That's gonna get it going.
Labatt's went to Sportsnet. And Labatt said, we can't be a part of that.
Budweiser Company, correct? Labatt's
I
the Budweiser
think they
Company?
Are. Yes, I believe yeah. I believe you're right.
Yep. Huge.
Oh, my God.
They're the biggest sponsor
Canada?
For Hockey Night in Canada.
Right. Please.
Right.
And we've seen examples of this in the past where bombastic announcers don't understand that advertising dollars are the lifeblood of the industry.
Right.
And if you do something that imperils the advertising dollars, things might happen.
And that's
more important. That's more important than the reaction from the listeners and the people who
right.
are the viewers.
I think they can kind of put up with that. And again, yeah. you kind of want guys that are going to be polarizing. You want guys that are going to be able to say stuff. You know, what has separated Don Cherry from other analysts is his ability to call people out, for his ability, you know, maybe to take a stance where not everybody else has. But it's kind of a fine line. You know, it's one of those things that's tricky. And I always, when we look at analysts in any sport, I always look at Charles Barkley and he said, this is a guy who has kind of figured it out.
Yep.
He's very comfortable in what he says. And yet he's in a place where he is not costing TNT money. Right.
Nope.
But like he'll kind of walk up to the line at times. He's not afraid to make fun of players or fan bases or things like that. He does it in an entertaining way. He does it in a unique way. But he's also not freaking out anybody that works at TNT that, oh, my God, we can't possibly sponsor the show anymore.
All the crazy things he said, and you're right, most of them are in fun, and mm-hmm. but a lot of that fun has a grain of truth to it, which makes it even more fun.
Right.
He probably caught more flack or public flack from announcing that he was a Republican than anything else.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That was his biggest thing.
Right.
But as far as Don Cherry's concerned, I'm all for free speech. You're allowed to, if you want to say, you know, short of yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
But the sponsors and the companies you work for are also allowed to make their moves, too. So mm-hmm. you, free speech is fine, and this is not a free speech issue. This is a business issue, and that's exactly what they decided, and that's their prerogative to do that, and I understand it completely.
Those of us who have been friends with Don, and I consider him a friend, I've known him for 20-some-odd years. He was on with us on Nesson last year for Rick Middleton night, and he actually said that night to me, he said, I don't know if I'll ever be back here again. And what he was talking about is, well, he's 85, mm-hmm. and I understand
right.
that.
Everybody's day to day.
And B, you know, when is the next former Grapes guy who's going to get, you know, his number retired? There probably isn't one. And he thought, you know, it might be his last visit here. The bottom line is Don has said some things in the past that those of us who are friends with him have gone, oh, you know, and you wished he'd take it back or you wished he'd apologize for it. He's skated close to that line.
Yeah.
He's had an issue, longstanding issue, with people who came from elsewhere.
Yeah.
He owned the Mississauga Ice Dogs in the Ontario Hockey League. When he got control of the Ice Dogs, he made it a rule that Europeans would not be allowed to play for his team.
What? What year was this?
I forget. I'll look up the year.
Yeah. Good business strategy, by the way. There's some good players over there. Yeah.
And for the first 3 years of his ownership with that rule, he got killed on the ice. Mm-hmm. The Ice Dogs couldn't compete. And then suddenly he went, well, all right, maybe, you know.
Business trumps your personal beliefs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you cut him any slack or anybody of that generation slack for some of their views? Because let's face it, if somebody's grandfather says something versus their father or them themselves, isn't it viewed a little bit differently?
Hold on, let me ask my kids.
Yes, follow them up.
Call my kids. And
no, but whether it's fair or unfair, no. If a 90-year-old who fought in World War II has an opinion on something, you're kind of like, I don't really know.
Agreed.
And if I said the exact same thing that they said, I would probably get fired or whatever else. But with them, you're like,
agreed.
Okay.
But back to Dale's previous mention, how long you've known Don Cherry. You say he's always been outspoken in certain arenas like that, right?
And those of us who have been friends with him always kind of cringe when he goes there because I didn't want anything bad to happen to him. I didn't want him to lose his job. And frankly, he was too big a star to lose his job.
Right.
For much of the 35 years. In 2004, they took a nationwide poll in Canada. He was voted the 7th most important Canadian ever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
where's he ranked now on the list?
This guy was a bigger star than the NHL. He was Hockey Night in Canada.
Right.
The Coach's Corner segment and his unbelievably flamboyant outfits and his bombastic
and his
tone.
Willingness to say things,
too. Oh, and people loved him. They still do love him. I don't mean past
tense. Oh, sure. I'm sure plenty
they
of people still
love
do.
Him. Yeah. But ultimately, the advertiser said, I can't be a part of that comment. And that's what cost him his job.
Yeah, agreed. Again, that is the advertiser's prerogative to do anything like that. And you got to know that I don't think, and I understand the 85-year-old reference, I think he knew what he was saying. I don't think this was a mistake.
No, he wasn't, because he had a chance to apologize, right. And he said no, and I know what I said, and whatever he said. He said he talked to a newspaper, and he said, I know what I said, and I meant it. He said, right. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers. To keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot.
Right.
So, yeah, he definitely had an opportunity, and that's what I think. You know, a lot of guys, and maybe somebody who was much younger, and maybe somebody who was hoping to continue to work for many more years, would have done the fake apology and
see it all the time.
Try to stay right. Try to keep their job, and hopefully that it kind of, you know, everybody moves on from it, and you know, because there'll be something else. You know, tomorrow there'll be something else, and
true.
Then it'll get the headlines. But I think that's part of it too. Is he was so defiant that I know exactly what I said. And they're like, oh God, you know. Meanwhile, right. Ron McLean and you know Sportsnet are like,
we want you to be here. Just work with us
right,
a little
right,
bit.
Right. If you just know? Help us out a little,
oh,
bit,
listen,
make it a little bit easier.
If Ron McLean had not made his statement. If he had not done his apology, he was gone with Don Cherry.
Yeah.
And I think he knew that. And right. I think my guess is, I haven't heard him say this, but my guess is Ron McLean said to Don Cherry, Don, you got to say something.
And I think that would have been a huge mistake, by the way. If Ron McLean got canned for this, I think that's a huge mistake. Because that can be a tricky thing. Because when you're on the air, we do it every day. I don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what I'm going to say. And if all of a sudden you say something and I get in trouble for something you say just because I didn't.
Well, you can get in trouble for not condemning something.
That's what Ron McClain was in trouble for.
But it wasn't.
Even if he didn't say anything.
I know, but it was like a quick little thing. And I'm not saying he did a great job, but I'm just saying he was kind of like awkward, like, oh boy, like because he probably hears a lot worse off the air from Don. So he hears that on the air. He kind of says, yep, you're right, Don. And then they go to break.
Also,
if he's going to get fired for that, that would have been bad.
Yeah, the other thing is sometimes you hear somebody say something and in public, I really haven't experienced it on the air, but in public, you hear somebody say something and you're shocked and you don't know.
you're like,
did that just come out of your mouth?
Yeah. Is this a joke?
And it might take you, 10 or 12 seconds to like, well, that's stupid. What are you talking?
Yeah.
But on the air, that 10 or 12 seconds, you're in commercial.
Right.
You're done.
And then he's probably thinking about, like, the chance is over. I should have said something right there, but you didn't. I'm sure that happens to people all the time.
Yep. The 3 years that Don owned the Mississauga Ice Dogs when he wouldn't allow Europeans to play on his team.
How'd they do?
They finished 4-61-3.
Wait, I'm sorry. They won four games out of like 70?
4-61-3.
No.
They finished 9-56-1.
That's an improvement.
All right.
And they finished three.
Oh, they went. They went
56-7.
How do you win three games out of like 60+?
Now, where is Mississauga?
Mississauga, Ontario. It's where he's from.
Now,
it's his hometown.
Isn't Ontario? Isn't that a sort of? Is that the French, the particularly French speaking region of Canada? For the most part,
I couldn't really speak. I think they all speak French, don't they?
Well, they do, but there's one area that's a little more adamant about the roots of Canada and all that stuff and whatnot. So who knows what that's about? But it's one of those things where I don't see him ever stepping up and denying what he said.
Oh no! He's more likely
to confirm it again.
No, he was contacted by one of the papers in Toronto, and he said, "Hey, I said what I said, and." I really thought this was going to be his last year. There were some who thought he wasn't going to be back this year. He is 85.
Yep.
Rogers Sportsnet is losing a ton on their Hockey Night in Canada contract. They way overpaid for it. They've had to get rid of a bunch of people. They've had to try to cut expenses. A lot of people thought Cherry was going to be among those who got cut.
So are they happy about this in a way? Could they be? Could they? This is a way that, like, hey, we can can him. We probably don't have to pay him now either. Or I don't know how the contract works, but you might be able to get out from some of it.
Yeah, get out from, but lawyers will handle that. But
yeah.
He's in a position in his life right now where he probably just doesn't care. He doesn't care
what
people's opinion are. Probably been that way for a while, obviously. Just those outfits would tell you that. But you can understand the idea that a Canadian group would pay that kind of money for the NHL, but. You can't have that kind of scenario. You're going to alienate a whole lot of people.
Obviously, hockey to Canada is what the NFL is to the United States. It's the only sport, really, that matters up there, with all due respect to the Blue Jays and the CFL. All across Canada, the buzz now is who's going to replace Don Cherry, because it starts Saturday night. If they replace him that quickly, or if they just kind of tied things over until they make a move. The most common rumor that I've heard up there is that another friend of mine may be the guy. No.
Rumor?
Brian Burke. Guy who went to Providence College and, played for the Maine Mariners way back when I was up there, has held no end of positions. You know, he's been with the NHL. He's been an agent. He's a commentator. He's pretty bombastic himself, but he's a little smarter than Don about where to tiptoe to the line and not go over it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Burke ends up being the guy who replaces Cherry on Hockey Night in Canada.
Yeah. They're going to have to make a move, but the quicker they put this behind them, the happier they'll be about it. And you're right, something else will come up to get the some shiny object will get the attention of people out there, and it won't be a big story a week from now. But you're right, they're going to have to pay for him, too. It's not like he's going to just show up and take whatever they throw at him. He's got him with someone, whoever they're bringing in, has got him a little bit over a barrel.
The other thing I'll just say this about Ron McClain for a minute. The common theme of Don Cherry's coach's corner thing is at the end of it, he gives the thumbs up. Mm-hmm. McClain also, at the end of it, they both give the thumbs up when the spot ends, and McClain did that. Some people read that as, attaboy, Don, I agree with you. He also said at the end of Don Cherry's rant, and that's why we love you for it, What he was referring to specifically is that Don Cherry, despite his misgivings, was going to be the head of the poppy sales program. He had been going back and forth about whether he was going to do it, but yep. Now I'm going to be the head of the program again. We're going to sell those poppies. And McClain said, and that's why we love you for it.
Love you for it.
He wasn't saying we love you for what he had said earlier.
Correct.
Don't let facts get in the way of
what's juice here?
Well, yeah. and Ron, he's had this happen before where he's kind of got that deer in the headlights look. Like, oh boy, what do I do here? You know, how do I rein him back in? And I have heard him in the past say, Don, you can't say that.
Yes.
He should have said it this time.
Yeah, for sure.
And he should have done it this time, yeah. And he froze. So that ends that. And it was going to be over at the end of this year anyway.
It was, but definitely not how you want to go out.
No, we were
talking about yesterday about Adam Vinatieri, you know, probably his last season, not the way you want to go out. This is even worse. You know, like, how did your time come to an end? Oh, yeah, I got canned for, inappropriate comments. Yeah.
For a rant about immigrants.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is, no matter how much you try to put perfume on that pig, it's what he said what he meant.
100%.
You people who come here, that's what that means.
Right. Yeah. It's not even a question.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Top of the hour, Willie McGinnis will join us, a Patriots Hall of Famer, an NFL Network analyst. We got a bunch of other stuff we're going to talk about. Russell Wilson helped, I say, because he didn't have one of his best games, but he certainly helped knock the San Francisco 49ers from the unbeaten
ranks.
That's
right. Don Shula, Mercury Morris, the whole crew, they're excited.
They're very happy.
Yeah, they're all Miami. Fired up.
That was a fun game to watch, too.
That was a good game last night.
You know, Sunday night was good.
Oh, yeah.
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 Sunday night was a good game. The last night was a great game to watch. Too many penalties. But,
wow.
Yeah, and it was funny because that first quarter, they were both Booger and Tess were anointing Jimmy G as the next great quarterback. And then all of a sudden.
That's like putting out a tweet at halftime when your team is up. Or if you put out a tweet at the Super Bowl when you're up 28-3.
Fourth quarter, here we go. Get the fours up. Here we go, 28-3.
Yep.
It might be called premature Twitterization, and it might be that Booger and Tess were guilty of that as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
We'll get to the calls with you guys in just a few minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.